Yesterday, when we met, I said to you that if we have an average Q4, we're going to get an 88% return on Bitcoin this year or this in this quarter, and that's going to extremely pump altcoins. And that was yesterday. Today, we've had another bombshell drop on us. And that bombshell that dropped on us basically confirms that the 88% is almost a done deal. And I'm going to explain to you what this bombshell is, and you'll understand that this thing has basically confirmed that we're going to get a massive, massive, massive Q4 where both Bitcoin and altcoins will run. And speaking of altcoins running, I want to talk to you about what is probably the most hated pump in crypto at the moment. And that's the pump of the Mother token. And I mean, love it or hate it, look at the Mother token. It's trading at $90 million market cap, and it seems like it ain't going to stop. And I'm going to show you where this thing's actually going to go and why this thing's running. And we're going to make a decision as to whether or not we should be buying Mother. And then we're going to talk about two other altcoins, which I think are going to absolutely explode, and give you there's three calls on the board here, which we're going to be talking about. So we are here today. We are early because I have to go to my kids' school today for their concert. So I thought I'd still bring you crypto love and crypto wisdom. Let's get this show on the road. Let's go. So listen, I wasn't going to do a show today at all. I was going to actually drop the Token 2049 video during the show time. But then like this bombshell happened that's going to basically make us all rich in Q4. And I just thought, how can I miss this opportunity to be with you guys? So what I need from you, because we're here earlier, right? Because we're here earlier than normal. What I need you guys to do, I need you to obliterate the like button. Please, just obliterate the like button. Just tell everybody that we're here early, because a lot of people are going to come to the show when the show was supposed to start, and they were like, oh man, we missed a live show. But it's the only way that I could get a show in, and we're going to do Token 2049 later today. So in about 6 hours after this video, you're going to get amazing alpha from the Token 2049 video. Probably one of the highest alpha videos we've ever made. So just look out for that one. Anyway, just before we get on into the show, remember, if you're not already subscribed, what the hell are you waiting for? I need to get to 1.1 million. You need to get onto this channel. So go. Subscribe to the channel. Also, just smash the like button. Let everybody know that we're here. And let's get on to the alpha, because I do have to get to my kids' end of year. Well, not end of year, but it's their school concert today. As I said to you, the main reason why I'm here, I see that the regulars are all here. Nick Gustin's here. I see that he's here. Julian's here. Arm Gods is here. Shilling Jasmine coin. I see lots of people here. Someone says Ran is busy printing money. Greg Williams also here, saying yo. Hello from Israel. Tomer Gilat's also here. Fahad Al Nasser, I see you. I see you on my Twitter as well, brother. I see you on my Twitter as well. Let's go, family. May I have a banter bag today? Oh, we do need to give away some banter bags. All right, let's get into the meat and potatoes on the show, and why I'm so excited to actually be here today and bring you a crypto show and bring you crypto love and crypto wisdom. Because you'll remember that yesterday, there was enough excitement yesterday where I came on and I basically said, look, Q4, 88% potential return on average. And not only that, the Q4 is playing out exactly like we anticipated it to play out, right? So you basically had the Fed cut 50 basis points instead of cutting 25 basis points. And that just goes with the thesis that, you know, Q4 is going to be very, very, very good. And then you need like sprinkle onto that just a little bit of election year performance. And actually, funny enough, I spoke to Arthur Hayes at Token 2049. I said to him, like, Arthur, why do you think the US cut 50 basis points? And he said, you know what? They did that to make Kamala look good, so Kamala actually gets reelected, or actually gets elected, right? And that got me thinking that if they want to manipulate the markets, the best way to manipulate the markets is to do it just before the elections. So that is one of the things we've got to look forward to. For us, they want a good election. They want to keep Kamala in power. They want to keep the Democrats in power. So what they're going to do is they're going to try and make all the Americans rich by stimulating the economy, by fake spending, by manipulating markets, by making everybody feel rich. And so when you put that thesis together of the double rate cut and the fact that election years are just generally very, very, very good years, then you almost say to yourself, okay, this Q4 thesis that Rand told me about yesterday, it's almost a done deal. Remember, that's actually driven by fundamentals. The fundamentals are, that there's $6.5 trillion in money market funds which are earning 5.5%, right? That's more or less what a money market fund is earning. But now they're not earning that anymore. And if rates start to come down very quickly, that $6.5 trillion has to go somewhere. And so all risk assets become more attractive and more bought. That was yesterday. And after yesterday, we were all excited. People were texting me about how good my show was. They were telling me it was the best show ever done in the history of shows. They were telling me that we're going to get more likes today than we're going to get yesterday. And then this morning, I was on a plane. I was in Singapore Airlines. I was lying back on the seat, sleeping. I put on my phone. I look at my phone. What do I see? I see the jackpot. I see the tweet. I see, you know, like they say, that's the tweet. I see the tweet. Literally, I wake up and I see this tweet. And I think to myself, China's cutting interest rates again. But that doesn't end over there, right? Because they're not just cutting interest rates. They're cutting interest rates to an announcement saying monetary policy easing come bolder than expected, with both rate cuts and RR cuts announcing at the same time, said Becky Liu, head of China macro strategy. We see room for bolder easing in the coming quarters, following the Fed's outsized rate cuts. There's a battle between the East and the West to cut rates, who can cut rates the quickest. And that's what's basically going on. You've got China, who's got a hell of a lot of problems already reducing rates. Now, as I say, China has a hell of a lot of problems. I think the best summary of China's problems that I've seen is Ray Dalio on an interview with Bloomberg.
Let's say individuals, 70% of their money was in real estate. Real estate has gone down. Stocks have gone down. Salaries have gone down. And so, and as a result, they're not spending and they're concerned and they're holding money in cash. With deflation, cash is a relatively good asset class. That's kind of the household and the business sector is in that state. At the same time, you have the government sector is a problem because most of the government spending, 83% of government spending, is spent by local governments. Those local governments got their money by selling land for real estate. Okay, there are no land sales, and they borrowed a lot of money, and those that they borrowed the money don't get paid. And so the question is, how are you going to get money into those places to operate? It's a situation that's more challenging than Japan in 1990.
So basically, the Chinese economy is really bad. It was spurred on by the real estate collapse, but now the whole thing is starting to implode. And so what China is doing is it's cutting rates, but the rate cuts aren't working. It's just not working. So literally, what happens is they cut rates, as you can see over here. They've been cutting and cutting and cutting rates. And look, the rate cuts aren't working. Well, they are working, but not working enough. And so now China has basically gone with extreme measures. They've basically dropped an atomic bomb of stimulus. And what this atomic bomb of stimulus looks like is something like this. Number one, they cut the rates. Number two, they cut the bank's reserve requirements ratio. The bank's reserve requirements ratio is how much money the bank has to have relative to how much money the bank lends out, right? By cutting the reserve requirements, it means that the banks can stimulate and put more money into the economy. They cut the mortgage rates as well. So they cut consumer rates as well. Also cut. Then, get this. China will allow securities firms, funds and insurers to tap into PBOC funds to buy stocks. So basically what they're saying is they can use the central bank's money to buy stocks, believe it or not. So it's like they're going to go and buy up their own market. Like crazy. That is what you call stimulus. It's like not only are we going to cut rates, not only are we going to allow the banks to basically lend as much as they want, not only are we going to cut mortgage rates, but what we're going to do is we're actually going to allow securities companies to go and invest the central bank's money into stocks. So we can buy up the market, prop up the market, prop up risk assets and make everybody feel rich. It's like we're basically living through COVID again. And so as Pompliano says, he says, China just confirmed that they'll cut interest rates. Cheap capital is going to flood the market from around the world. Asset prices are going to be the large beneficiaries. I know a few assets. One of them is called Bitcoin. Other one's called Ethereum. Other one's called Solana. A few assets that I know about. So Dan Tapero says, he says, huge macro event. Things are so bad in China, the government finally flinches. QE for China, rate cuts, big liquidity coming, low likely in low likely in for China assets. This is the bazooka. And what this bazooka has done is it's basically sent all the Asia shares up. China's up, Japan's up. I mean, it's not only China. Look at gold. Gold hit all-time highs again this morning. The Dow Jones, I got these notifications on the flight. Dow Jones. This is, by the way, the Dow Jones' all-time high ever. 42,535, believe it or not. Unbelievable what's going on. So basically what's happened is China's come in with a bazooka. And why is that good? Because when China comes in with a bazooka, it increases liquidity. And so now we know the US is increasing liquidity. We know that China's now coming to the party. And China's basically said, look, we have no choice. It's got to be a bazooka. And so now they've got a bazooka. And that's why all risk assets are starting to rally. Now, Bitcoin and altcoins, yes, we saw a little bit of a jump, but this news hasn't yet hit the market. So you can see Bitcoin's at 63.5. It's maintaining, it's consolidating after last week's amazing run. Look at the altcoins. The altcoins, why does the bubble sometimes look like it's having an epileptic fit? Like, we must fix that. But what you can see is that this narrative that's playing out is exactly our Q4 narrative. It's saying, look, you've got Bitcoin potentially going to go up 88% if it just does an average Q4. And then you've got the altcoins, which are looking pretty good. I mean, you've got Celestia up, Tau still up, again, up over 591, nearly $600. You've got Lido waking up from the dead. 124, that's so cheap. Arweave, as Josh told us yesterday, the magic trick. And you got some meme coins running. You got some meme coins running. You got Dog with Hat. Let's actually go into the second 200 over here. So, oh, look at Echelon Prime. It's up 21.8%. I've got Celestia in my search bar. Wow, you do have quite a few coins running. Specifically, the coins that are running. I want to show you something. I have to show you one of the reasons why I did a show today. Look at this coin over here. It's called Metaplex. Metaplex is trading at 44 cents, right? This is a Solana infrastructure coin, effectively. This Metaplex was called in Frontrunners by our team at Frontrunners, specifically Paolo, at 26 cents. Look at Metaplex today. Okay, now it doesn't stop there. I'll show you some more examples. So Paolo also told us about Cloud, right? And he told us about Cloud a long time ago. He says, we got in near the all-time high, da da da. Let's go and see what Cloud is doing today. I wonder if Cloud is actually listed on CoinGecko. I'm sure it is. Here it is. Okay, 44 cents. Let's see what it was when they called it. Okay, they called it 32 cents. That's another one that Paolo called spot on. Another one that he called was Moonwell. So just have a look here at Moonwell. So Moonwell. Let's see if it comes up. Do we have Moonwell on? Let's look for Moonwell over here. Just look at how well this token's doing. Here we go. So again, 32.8 cents. That was called at 23.7 cents. Guys, when the market's running like this, there is so much alpha in front runners. It is ridiculous. I've never seen a period where so many calls. Colombian says, I saw it first on front runners Discord. You have to get into front runners. And I'm telling you, you're running out of time to get into front runners. If you want to get in, just go here. Sign up to the front runners waiting list. If you're unhappy, so Paolo has had amazing calls. His portfolio's up over 1,000% in the last few months. He lives in Frontrunners. You can join Frontrunners and get a 30-day money-back guarantee. Just join Frontrunners as quickly as possible. As soon as someone's out, you'll be let in. So you don't get in automatically. So, as we were saying, the thesis is playing out. Bitcoin's starting to run. The altcoins are starting to run. And the one thing that I'm seeing, which I told you yesterday, was super, super, super encouraging, is the fact that people aren't aping into meme coins anymore. If you look at the narratives that people are actually aping into, look at the narratives that people are actually aping into. Finally, we've broken away from meme coins leading the pack here. So you've got the AI narrative over here. You've got the meme coin narrative being one of the slowest to actually be there. And I guess, to be honest, I guess it's to be expected. I'm not saying meme coins aren't running, because meme coins are running. But I saw this, and this kind of was a good reminder. In the beginning of an altcoin bull market, You want to make sure that you're deploying into risk. At the end of an altcoin bull market, you want to be removing your money out of risk into less risky stuff. So remember that relationship. And by the way, smash the like button. I said we got to get to 1,000 likes. What's going on here? But what I was saying is that in the beginning of an altcoin bull market, which is I think where we are today, you want to be paying, you want to be going into risk. At the end of a bull market, you want to be going out of risk, right? So now we're in the beginning of the bull market and you want to be going into risk. You want to be going into the riskier assets, the altcoin assets, because those are the ones that are going to run the most. And that's exactly what people are starting to do. They're starting to go into the riskier assets. And luckily, most people aren't actually going into meme coins. Or this time, aren't actually going into meme coins. It feels like the market's actually sobered up and said, all right, meme coins were amazing when the market was moving sideways. But now we know we're going into this bull market. And we've got to make sure that the bags that we're holding are the bags that are going to stick with us and take us to Valhalla to make sure that we can, I mean, we'll still be here in the next bull market, but it'll do it so that we don't have to be here in the next bull market, right? And so I read this thing on the plane today, which I think was a reminder. Do you guys remember the Boden token? Do you remember that this token was trading at an $800 million market cap 60 days ago? This thing's at zero. This thing is at zero. Look, this thing is at zero. So you got to make a decision. Not zero, it's $3 million market cap. Now you got to make a decision. Where do you want to be for the rest of the bull market? Do you want to be in memes? And hey, memes are amazing returns. Or do you want to be in quality? I think now is the best time to make a decision. Do you want to be in memes? Do you want to spend the next year in memes? Or do you want to spend the next year in quality? Now look, I've got some memes in my portfolio. I'm going to continue to hold some memes in my portfolio. But my focus is not on memes. Because what I know about the memes is two things. One, they all go to zero at the end. End of story. Why? Because memes is a game against the cabal. I mean, just look at Nero. Nero was trading at $16 million a week ago. It's trading at $500 million market cap. That's 32x in 7 days. But also read between the lines. The cabal are behind it. Every few hours, a clean wallet gets funded with six figures, buys 10 to 50K, clips until it's empty. They consistently clip. It's a game. And the way that this game is played is very simple. You guys don't know who the cabal is. We do because we know them from the underground. And even to be honest, we don't know who they all are. Some of them you could be standing next to them at a party and you don't know that that's the guy from the cabal, right? The way that meme coins are happening now with a whole lot of anonymous people, the way that meme coins are happening now with a whole lot of cabal anonymous people is extractive to the crypto game. It's super, super, super extractive to the crypto game. What it is one person not creating value but dumping tokens on another person. And to be honest, I think that the market's actually moved past that. Now, where has the market gone or where is the market going after meme coins? Let's quickly understand what the meme coin market is. A bunch of anonymous people who have absolutely nothing to lose by dumping tokens on retail investors. That's what it is. I mean, I don't know, if the devs from Nairo rugged the project, would you even know? They could be your best friends. You wouldn't even know who the hell they are because they are not associated with the project. So it's a bunch of hidden people in the underground with a lot of influence because they build Telegram groups and websites and influencer networks who know how to influence people to buy things that have zero value. That's pretty much what a meme coin is. Played like that, right? Now, there are good ones, of course, as well. Like someone said, Tooka to the moon. Tooka is a media channel. It's not a meme coin. It's a media channel around a meme. And I think you pretty much know who the people behind it are, right? Like we've pretty much told you. So, I mean, that's not, you can't put it into that. But I think the days of like influencer coins that are disguised as meme coins that aren't actually even memes are over. And I think that we're now going to move into a period that is the exact opposite of that, right? And I explain to you what I mean by a period that the exact opposite of that. When in a meme coin, when the influencers create the meme coin and drive the meme coin, they can dump the meme coins on your heads with zero implications because you don't even know who they are. The opposite of that is a celebrity coin. And I'll tell you why a celebrity coin is actually the opposite of a meme coin. Because meme coins or influencer coins, hidden influencer coins, create a bullshit meme, and then use their underground influence to get your attention into that meme so that they can drain the money out of you and dump their bags onto you. And it's almost a game of hot potato or last man standing, because eventually 99.9% of them will end up land up like this. It won't be 100%. Some of them will last. Dog with Hat might last. Pepe might last. I don't know. Some of them will last. Some of them won't last. Contrary to that, there are what we call celebrity coins. And as much as everyone puts them in the same class as meme coins, they are completely, completely, completely different. Why? Because a celeb coin, a celeb who puts their face behind a coin has everything to lose if something goes wrong with a coin. That way you probably know that, you know, if they do want to dump on you, well, you know exactly who it is, right? And yes, of course, there have been celeb coins that have come into crypto and, you know, pretended not to dump and dump, et cetera, et cetera. But I do think that there's a major, major, major meta that has emerged very, very recently around celeb coins. Remember, dirty influencers take underground influencers, anonymous, use their influence to get attention so that they can dump the token on you. On the other hand, you've got someone like Iggy. Now, Iggy was amazing. And I mean, I don't know if you guys know, but she was supposed to debate Eric Wall at the Solana event, right? At Breakpoint. And she said she was very excited about it. She said, I'm so happy to get to be speaking at the Solana Breakpoint. I'm debating Eric Wall on celebrity coins and how they can lead to culture. Eric Wall's obviously very, very, very much against celebrity coins. Fast forward a little bit later, what happened was Iggy, because she's a marketer and because she's smart, wanted to do something a little bit special. She wanted to get a kind of flash mob onto the stage. She requested to do something out the box for her debate. I wanted to have dancers in business suits sitting in the crowd, as well as to come on stage and do a dance with handstands and do splits with me and Eric. Kind of a flash mob recreation of the Simpson meme we all see post a lot. But in the end, Solana told her that she couldn't do it, okay? And the reasoning why they couldn't do it is because Solana said, look, we're too scared that this will go too viral. I've never even heard the term too viral before. It'll go too viral and people won't talk about the serious things that happen at the conference, like Coinbase Wrap BTC. I don't know why this sound bad so bad. Or like Franklin Templeton.
Money funds have long been in the transactional economy. Right? There's money funds that have check writing and debit
cards. What Solana was worried about, what Solana seemed to have been worried about, we haven't obviously spoken to Solana about this, they said, look, they couldn't do it because it was too viral. So Iggy said to them, look, respectfully, that's your problem. You should make the rest of your discussions as exciting as my discussion. Why should I dumb down my discussion to because the guys at Franklin Templeton are presenting something that's pretty boring. And so eventually what they said is, oh, no, it can't happen because of regulation. There's no regulation in Singapore against people dancing on a stage. In fact, I saw people dancing on stages all the time. And so Iggy held her ground and they canceled the debate. And I think Solana made a very, very, very big mistake. And I'm going to explain to you why I think Solana made a very big mistake. Because as I said to you before, if you're trading meme coins, you're trading against a cabal. You're trading against people you don't know. We know who some of them are, but we don't know who all of them are. And even the some that we do know, we just know them by Telegram name or by avatar or whatever else. Contrary to that, you've got celebrity coins. And the celebrities can't hide because here they are, the coins linked to their name.
He's on board the new users. And yes, that is one function, but also I think...
And they're sitting at conferences and they're using their attention to build brands. And the brand that Iggy has chosen to build is a crypto brand. Now, celebrities build brands all the time. Sometimes they build their own brands. And you'll probably know some of these examples, but... You got, okay, so sometimes you get KSI and is it Jake Paul or Logan Paul? Is it both of them? It's Logan Paul with Prime, right? Building the big energy drinks. You've got Roger Federer with the On brand. You've got Rihanna with her own perfume brand. So sometimes celebs use their influence, which is attention times credibility. That is what influence is. It's attention times credibility. So how many eyeballs have you got on you and how much will they follow you based on the credibility that you have? Sometimes brands, celebrities will use that influence to build their own brands, aka, did you say Jake Paul or Logan Paul? Logan Paul, aka Roger Federer, aka Rihanna. Sometimes brands will pay celebrities huge amounts of money, millions and maybe even billions of dollars. And what they'll do is they'll ask celebrities to build a brand for them. Example, Messi and Adidas or Ronaldo and Nike or whatever else. Long story short, there is a big business for celebrities in building brands. In fact, that's how most celebrities actually land up making their money. They land up using their influence, which is equal to eyeballs times attention. And sorry, eyeballs times credibility, attention times credibility, to channel that influence into a brand. Some celebrities choose to build, to do drinks. Some celebrities choose to do property. Some celebrities choose to do shoes. Some celebrities choose to do perfume. Iggy has chosen to build a crypto brand. She treats this like she treats building a perfume brand. And she's decided that she's building a crypto brand. And I think that she's the smartest celeb of them all. And I'm going to show you why I think that she's actually smarter than all the celebs endorsing or building one product, like a shoe or a drink or whatever it is. Now, I know what you guys are thinking. And you're thinking, but hold on. Run. You said that Iggy was like a four-year-old, that Iggy would never work, and that Iggy is just another bad celeb in crypto, right? And the truth is, I did. But I'm a man, and I'm man enough to admit when I'm wrong. Yes, I prejudged Iggy, and I said that I think that she's just another celeb coming for a cash grab. And to be honest, I didn't really know who she was, but I just felt at the time, but judging by the spaces, that here comes another celeb for a cash grab in crypto. But I've also always said that if celebs want to come into crypto and do things right, then this is the biggest opportunity we've got to get a billion users into crypto. And so the truth is that what I did was I apologized. And I said, look, this is factual. I will always happily and publicly admit when I'm wrong. And in this case, I was wrong. I was sure she was here for the cash grab. But then I watched her operate. I listened to her speak. And I'm not ashamed to admit that I actually think she's one of the greatest things to have happened to our space. I'm going to explain to you why, right? Spent a week now in Singapore at Token 2049. And I watched Iggy. Okay, I didn't know her before. And to be honest, I didn't really care. I'm not in that industry. And it's not something that I do. But I learned who she was. Now, the way that I learned who she was I watched her speak, right? Just listen to her speak.
That I see myself in and want to be a part of. And these people in this community also are this. So I want to come and be here with that. Can you identify that when you like, you know, a cat? How do you know when you're looking, you know, at the party that everybody there likes this one, you know, token? You can't. It doesn't have these defining factors. Or I'm just trying to mindlessly integrate into every other thing for the sake of utility. Like, it's that does not develop brand identity. And so there's no consumer identity then to see themselves and want to be parallel to that. And I think that that's very important for the future of where meme tokens ultimately have to go with retail expanding for crypto.
So she understands brands on a very, very, very deep level. And she understands the attention economy on a very deep level.
The memes have been adopted by internet culture. And so now we have this more, what I would say is a modern version of how we think of a meme. A meme is a picture with something funny or and one illustration.
So, I mean, she spent the whole week talking, but you know what? The truth is I wasn't really impressed by talk, because what I know about talk is that even Kamala Harris can talk, right? Like, you know, with enough coaching and enough training, you can say the right things. You can cheat. You can cheat. People can talk the talk, but not walk the walk. But then I observed a whole lot of other things. With her, it's not really about the talk. It's about, she's a marketing machine. And she's an entrepreneur. She's a business person. Just look at the crowds. Just look at the people she surrounds herself with. Joe, Ansem, a whole lot of other people. She's even surrounding herself with Eric Wall, because he's got a big profile in crypto and he's a hater. She's very, 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 very smart in terms of how she plays with. Wintermute went to the Iggy party. Wintermute went to the Iggy party. Just listen to what her partner has to say about her.
Like an entrepreneur, she thinks like a business person. She understands the virality of brand recognition and how things work with culture. That is a very, very rare combination. The first, when I had dinner with her back in June and we were chatting about things, the level of depth that she brings to the understanding of culture, and look, she even said it on stage, she's been in crypto for 4 months and she's had more fun than she's had like her entire music career, right? That's not lip service. She genuinely feels this way. And so her path of what she's doing, like Iggy is a retired musician. She's not doing music anymore. She's a businesswoman, right? And so ask yourself this question. A celebrity that has 70 million followers on social media at a global scale, record set with Billboard, you know, top charts, all of these music accolades, why would she be so focused on the mother community when she could make plenty of money doing the standard tequila brand or the perfume or whatever? Why is that the case? She's setting a standard and raising the bar for how celebrities can now build a community that has a brand in and of itself.
So again, let's just quickly recap what happened. So she's surrounded by the right people. She's very, very smart and she understands memes. She also did the right things. Now, when I say did the right things, she threw the best party in Singapore. I wasn't at the party. I just saw a lot of my friends were there. I just saw all the videos of the party with the money, taking mother tokens and letting people get money so that they could throw them at the girls. I mean, remember, crypto has been a very boring place before things. This has never happened in crypto before. There's Suzu with his dollar bills or whatever it was. They had the rodeo. And to be honest, they threw the biggest and best party in Singapore. But not only that, I don't know about you guys, but my entire timeline for the last week has been around Iggy. And I'm sure that your entire timeline has also been around Iggy, right? Now, what does that mean? It means she's a marketing genius. With all the money spent on Token 2049 and all the money spent on Solana Breakpoint and all the money spent by Sui and Aptos and whatever else, the one that got the most PR was Iggy. Not only that, she also made probably one of the biggest announcements. And this is where the whole business model comes together. She said, I'm launching the Motherland, a crypto casino powered by Mother Token, going live in November with slots, poker, and sports betting. What she's doing is she's creating a community. Once she's got that community, she's going to channel that community into services like casinos, like crypto exchanges, like crypto schools. Maybe one day we'll even do a school with Iggy. But she will channel those people using the Mother Token as the currency for her following. And so instead of endorsing one product or one brand, like a perfume or a pair of shoes, she can use this token to drive her community to lots of places. Imagine Iggy going, you know, one is to casinos. What about other products? What about crypto schools, crypto exchanges, crypto whatever? So what you can see is that she's really, really, really smart. And she made all the biggest announcements, and she made probably the biggest impact in the week. But on top of that, there's something else about her, which is for me the most important thing. If you want to succeed in crypto, and you want to succeed against the odds, you've got to be super fucking resilient. You know that, and I know that. You know how much hate people get in crypto, specifically when they try things that don't succeed. Even when they succeed, they get a whole lot of hate. And so Iggy comes from nothing. I've read a lot about her, and she comes from nothing. And this is something that I dropped in our management group earlier today. And I said, you know, because I came from nothing, I fear going back there all the time. And it stops me from celebrating wins. Even at the best of times, I'm more paranoid about going back than celebrating about actually winning. There's something about people that are reaching for the stars and have achieved success, but also have come from nothing. They have a paranoia of never, ever, ever going back there, and they have a point to prove. And it makes them super, super, super resilient. Probably the same reason why I'm here, even after all the hate, even after Luna, even after all of that. And so look, right now what's going on is a lot of people are landing up buying Iggy and buying Mother Token or whatever else. Now, to be honest, I'm not telling you to buy Mother. I'm not buying Mother. I don't hold any. To be honest, at this point, I don't intend to hold any. All I'm trying to show you is that there is a narrative of celeb tokens, which is very different from the it's the opposite of meme tokens. Instead of people hiding behind avatars, it's people that are very, very public and have a lot to lose. And if done right, and you can build a community It's probably more powerful than any celeb building a brand. Why? Because a token is the only mechanism that can lead a community to do something that is tangible. I mean, you can't lead, Leo Messi can't tangibly lead his community around his Adidas sponsorship. There's no token. There's no proof. There's no checks and balances, right? Now, again, I see people with, please stop this bullshit and whatever else. I'm not telling you to buy Mother. A lot of people are buying Mother, and that's why it's at $90 million. I'm not buying Mother because I'm not part of that community. It's not something that I relate to. And I'd rather stick with things that I actually relate to. But a lot of influential people, Arthur Hayes, who, by the way, sold Pendle the other day, is now buying Mother token. Another account, $360,000, buying Mother. This thing's running. It may actually be the most hated rally in crypto, right? It could be. I'm not trying to tell you to buy Mother. I'm trying to tell you that Iggy seems like she is the real deal. And there is a new narrative, which is the celeb meta. And she's busy writing the playbook that other celebs are going to follow. Maybe, like me, you don't relate to her. But there will be a celeb that comes around that you will relate to. And by that time, there will be some kind of playbook. And that's pretty much what I wanted to share with you around this narrative that's actually happening. All right, let me know what you think. Let me know if you are going to be buying it. Nothing runs harder than Tooker. Yeah, when Tooker gets a run, it runs. Someone's saying it. Paolo, you're in the chat. No, Paolo's in front runners, guys. You're getting it all mixed up. Before we go into altcoins, guys, I have to tell you, we're going to get to altcoins now. You have like a last chance to fucking join Sheldon Sniper School. It starts today. Like literally, it starts today. In 1 hour and 47 minutes. Honestly. And if you're late, it doesn't really matter. Go and sign up. It's the best free and the last free trading school you guys are ever going to do. Just click there and go and sign up and get it done. All right. I want to talk to you about a few other things. One of them, which is pretty important. And that's this over here. I don't know if you guys saw this. But remember that last month, Pavel Durov, the founder of Telegram, well, a few weeks ago, the founder of Telegram was actually arrested in France. You remember that, right? Anyway, long story short, we're now hearing that Telegram will share IP addresses, phone numbers with governments when legally required to do so, which we always thought Telegram was the one service provider that wasn't going to share anything. Founder gets arrested. And guys, they're sharing telephone numbers, they're sharing IP addresses, et cetera, et cetera. IP addresses. You read that, right? You know where I'm going with this, right? They're sharing IP addresses. Telegram sharing IP addresses, WhatsApp sharing IP addresses, Facebook sharing IP addresses, crypto exchanges sharing IP addresses, DeFi protocols are sharing IP addresses. You need to mask your IP address in crypto. If you don't, it's like walking around the office with your pants down. Because everyone can see your tools, right? Everyone can see exactly where I am. And they can just hand this over to the authorities and say, this IP address sent this message on the messenger at this time. But if you get a NordVPN, not only can you mask your IP address, but I'll show you something else. I've got a unique feature where you can get a double VPN. So you can double protect yourself. I can't tell you, I can't keep reiterating this. If you're in crypto, you're in crypto because you want to be anonymous. It costs you, see what the deal is, like $3 a month. $3 a month to remain anonymous. You get 4 extra months for free. Just do it, please. If this isn't enough for you. I said, look, for the Telegram token, it's bullish and bearish. I mean, bullish because if the founder's probably not going to go to jail, which is why he's making all these changes, right? Probably there's some deal in the background that said, look, you give us the IP addresses, you're not going to spend time in jail. You don't give us the IP addresses, you're going to jail. It's bearish because we all thought that Telegram was this free speech platform that would never share our IP address. Uh-uh. They're now sharing IP addresses. That's now official. That is pretty much now official. All right, let's look at the altcoins before I go. I've got to go soon. You can see Pyth, which I spoke about yesterday, is running. Woof, running. Celestia is running. The reason why Celestia is running is because they managed to... one, there's a short squeeze. But two, they managed to raise money on an OTC deal, an over-the-counter deal, which is basically when you go to investors and you say, look, we'll give you tokens from the treasury, from whatever else. They did it at a valuation of $3.5 billion. So the reason why I'm telling you this is because you've got to keep your eyes open for these things. If you, the new meta now is it's not IDOs, it's not ICOs, it's OTC deals. It's protocols raising money doing OTC deals. You have to keep your eyes open on the OTC deals, because if you know what, when the, if you know that that the Celestia guys bought their tokens at a $3.5 billion fully diluted valuation, you know that they're almost 2x in the money, and you know that those deals probably have a 1 year life cycle. And that's exactly why Celestia is actually running, because they managed to raise $100 million. I think Chris Bonisky actually said, he said, so announcing $100 million in new funding, total raised $155 million, means that Chris says that it means that there's $100 million of institutional interest, which is, it is actually quite a good sign. I actually hold a whole lot of Celestia. I think my entry price was around $3 or $4. Probably worth talking about. Near is running, has been running for the last couple of days. Initially, we thought it could have been the AI narrative, but also now we know that Near's implemented charting, which is a huge technological upgrade. What else is there? Okay, lastly, for today. Guys, we need researchers. We're growing very, 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 very fast. If you are the type of person who loves these shows, you love being on Twitter, you can work in a high-paced environment and you want to work at Banter and you want to help us, A, research tokens that we actually buy, but B, actually join us full-time to actually make this content. Go here and apply for the researcher position. Somewhere here there will be a researcher position. If not, okay, we'll put the researcher, but just tell Amy to put the researcher position there. There will be a little test that you have to do. Just do it. Please just do it. Because that way we know that you're actually the real deal before we actually interview, and we're not wasting my time and not wasting your time. Okay, guys, listen, I wanted to stay and talk about a few other things, but unfortunately, Iggy stole the show today. I have to go to my kids' school concert. Love you guys madly. Remember to tell your friends that we came early today. It's called premature, when you come early, what's it called? Premature, it's true. What's it called when you come early? It's premature something. Anyway, we were here prematurely. Josh is going red. Bro, you want to tell me something about being early? No idea. All right, I'll see you guys again tomorrow. Oh, wait. Before we go. Next week is the beginning of the Bybit World Series of Trading Competition. $10 million up for grabs. We have to win. Someone says, why is your head so shiny? We have to win the Bybit Trading Competition. Go and sign up and open an account and join our team, right? If you don't, you can't participate in our team, and then we can't win the $10 million. Okay, we have to win this $10 million. So, premature liquidation, that's what it's called. It is. It's premature liquidation. We've opened a can of worms, and now the show is going to be shadow banned. So before the show gets shadow banned, I'll see you guys again tomorrow. Love you guys madly. Till then, trade well, my friends. Stop. Rewind. I don't know what time zone you're in, but 6 hours from now, the token 2049 high alpha video drops. You got to watch that. That's going to be huge. Okay, Josh, let's do it again. Trade well, my friends.